And Ender Brady joins us now. And Ender, there is a major police operation underway in Paris.
Well, Ollie, what we know is that a group of soldiers were out this morning when they were deliberately targeted. Whoever was driving this vehicle has crashed into them on purpose. Six of the soldiers are injured, and I'm hearing that two of them are seriously injured and have been rushed to hospital. So a major incident unfolding. It's in the Parisian suburb of Levallois-Perret. France obviously has been on very high alert for the past 2 years, given everything that has gone on in that country. It is not unusual to see groups of soldiers patrolling in any of the French suburbs. I go there regularly for work, and you do grow accustomed to seeing the soldiers going about carrying weapons, a lot of them carrying assault rifles. This group were out early this morning when someone has quite deliberately, at speed, driven a vehicle into them. So as I say, six soldiers injured, two seriously hurt, and a manhunt underway now for whoever was behind the wheel of that vehicle.
British police are appealing for witnesses to help find a jogger who pushed a woman into the path of a bus.
Well, she's extremely lucky that she didn't end up seriously injured, because this happened on Putney Bridge in London. You'll see the footage on the evening news or online today. Everyone's talking about it. This guy is running along, and it's not quite sure whether, you know, does he know this woman, or has there been an incident or a run-in before. He goes out of his way. He pushes this woman directly into the road, and there's a big red London bus coming, and the driver, thank God the driver is extremely alert, he swerves. The woman is pushed to the floor, and she misses that bus by a matter of millimetres. Now, police have issued the footage. Happened at about 7:40 a.m. on Putney Bridge. They're appealing for witnesses. Does anyone know this guy? He's wearing quite distinctive running kit. He continued with his run. That woman could have been killed. It's appalling.
Yeah, certainly. Indeed. Now, questions are being asked over the British kidnap models version of events.
Well, Chloe Ayling is back here now, and she is recovering from her ordeal and the Italian police investigation into the kidnap and the circumstances surrounding it are continuing. But some people, certain sections of the newspapers, are running a part of the story, and they're alleging that the Italian police actually believe she went shopping with her abductor during the kidnap on one of the days. And they're also questioning, why would the guy have driven her to the British consulate in Milan, where he was promptly arrested? Just doesn't make sense. That's what they're alleging. The Italian police say they have no doubts about her story. They've no doubts that she was kidnapped and held hostage for 5 days in a village outside Turin, having gone to Italy to begin with, basically to do a modelling assignment. So we'll wait and see. 30-year-old Polish national remains in police custody.
Now, you've been out and about onto the motorways, having a look at the amount of litter there. I don't think anyone's too impressed, Ender.
No, they're filthy, and campaigners have launched a story today basically calling on Highways England, which is a government department of the Department of Transport. It's their job to clean up the motorways. They're saying that 200,000 sackfuls of rubbish across 25 litter hotspots are removed every single year. And the campaigners are saying, well, hang on, you know, we shouldn't just have hotspots. Every stretch of road should be cleaned and cleared. It's appalling. And you know what? Since I started running 7 years ago, it just struck me recently the amount of rubbish that is on the road, that's in ditches. And sometimes on a day off, I just as an experiment, I did this recently. I got a black bag and I went for a walk along one of the routes that I run with my friend. 7 minutes later, I was walking. 7 minutes later, I could put no more plastic bottles in the bag.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, it certainly is, and I'm sure it would be similar around Perth today. So just a good reminder, got some rubbish, do the right thing, put it in the bin. Pretty simple. Now, Real Madrid has beaten United in the Super Cup.
Yeah, so this was the Champions League winners against the Europa League winners, the two big, prestigious European soccer competitions that everyone goes all out to win, certainly the elite clubs. Finished Madrid 2, Manchester United 1. Interesting, United. You know, they scored a good goal. Lukaku showed good reactions. He missed another chance. Ultimately, yes, it's a trophy, but I think Jose Mourinho and United will just want to get into Premier League action this weekend and get going. It's all to play for.
Indeed, Ender, bring it on. Bring on the Premier League.
Liverpool champions 2018. You heard it here first, Ollie. I'll see you tomorrow.
Keep dreaming. Bye-bye.